This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Yesterday on the show, we spoke with writer Dave Daly about gerrymandering and the impact he says it has had on the political process around the country, and especially in Wisconsin.
This state was known for years as a prototypically purple state, with a rich tradition of political debate and a veritable pendulum of power in the governor's seat. That has changed a great deal in just the last 6 years.
Along with a change in political control has come a change in tone of politics here. Filmmaker Brad Lichtenstein tried to get at the heart of the state's polarization in a new short film called Whatever Happened to Wisconsin Nice? That's online now at the Washington Post website. He's with us in the studio to talk about what he learned. Hi, Brad. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Mitch.
What was the story you wanted to tell with this piece?
I wanted to explore why Wisconsin has become so polarized, why politics is so hard to talk about in almost any setting, and honestly, how we can maybe find a path to heal each other.
There are two politicians that are at the center of this, and they've kind of made a name for themselves in the last few years as being, you know, one guy on the left, one guy on the right who are willing to talk.
Right. So Dale Schultz, who's a Republican, and Tim Cullen, who's a Democrat, both of whom are thought of as moderates in their party. Although Dale does say that he used to be thought of as one of the most conservative members of the Republican Party, I think a lot of Republicans these days might call him a rhino, a Republican in name only. But the two of them have tried to forge a path to the center, and as you might guess, there's not a lot of popular support for the center these days.
Well, right, there's not a lot of popular support, but do they think that there is a constituency for this idea?
You know, it's a good question. I actually think they probably... I don't want to speak for them, but I think they probably don't think there's a huge constituency. You know, Wisconsin has become so polarized and people are so invested in their ideological camps that it's very, very difficult to find anyone who wants to identify themselves as someone who is a moderate or wants to compromise. I think both sides feel so wronged and they feel like they're in such a battle with each other. I don't have to tell you that there was this divide and conquer moment that happened with our governor.
That you captured on camera.
I did, for As Goes Janesville. But, you know, I felt a little hopeful. You know where I felt the most hopeful? I was filming at a gun show.
I was going to ask you, that some of the places that you went to get film were places where you would not have imagined people who are sort of gravitating towards the center.
Exactly. And so we're at a gun show, and even though there's a member of the NRA who says that he kind of thinks certain people shouldn't vote, and we didn't really go further asking who he had in mind, but I also met a lot of people, a lot of gun owners, who said, first of all, they don't like that the NRA politicizes everything when it comes to gun ownership, even though they're members. And a lot of people who said they were just sick and tired of how polarized we are and wanted to find a center. And you meet one of those people in the film.
You also traveled to a talk show hosted by someone we know well here.
Charlie Sykes
and Eric Vaughn.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know which way you were going with that. Yes, we spent time at WNOV, where Eric Vaughn hosts a morning show. And when we were there, Dale Schultz took calls from people who were calling in response to the question of, you know, what engages you about politics or what disengages you about politics during the election season. And we ended up following up with a man named Craig Stingley, who some of your listeners might be familiar with. His son was killed by several white people in a convenience store who thought they were holding him down while police got there after a shoplifting had occurred. And unfortunately, he died while they were holding him down. And that's a controversial case here in Milwaukee. But
well, and how did you bring that case into this question of polarized Wisconsin?
Right. Well, there's kind of a journey that happens in the film. So we start off just sort of seeing how polarized people are. And it's almost laughable, you know, like, ha, 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 we can't talk at our golf foursome, but, you know, let's move on. And then it slowly gets more serious over the course of the 10 minutes in the film. And at the end, you're hearing from a man whose son was killed and who feels completely apathetic about politics, that today's political season and election is not even coming close to addressing what he regards as central to justice in our democracy.
Well, and so we kind of close with that moment, and yet you say you feel a certain sense of hopefulness.
Well, I think part of my hopefulness comes from witnessing Dale's journey over the course of our filming and in the 10 minutes that you will see when you watch it. I think he started off thinking about our polarization in terms of policy, in terms of gerrymandering, for instance, or in terms of the way in which we have had one party in control for a long period of time now in Wisconsin. And he starts to move emotionally when he encounters Craig and understand that we have a deeper call that we have to demand from our leaders if they are going to actually try to move us forward in solving some of the inequality and problems that stem from inequality in our system.
As a filmmaker, you do work well outside the borders of Wisconsin, so you must encounter the politicization of other places as well. Do you think, are we really any more polarized when it comes to ideology in Wisconsin than any place else?
It's a good question. I'm not quite sure how to totally compare that. I mean, certainly I think North Carolina rivals us. You think about the protests that have gone on there and the different policies that have divided that state. But I think what's unique about Wisconsin is that we rank right at the top or near the top of so many measures of inequality. And therefore, people feel truly excluded or people feel like they have the answer. And a lot of times that leads to it. So you think about, you know, we lead the nation in black male incarceration, or we're right up towards the top of segregation in this city. I think those things exacerbate the political climate and our divide.
Now, this movie you've made actually fits within a broader context. There are movies about other states as well, right?
Right. This is called Postcards from the Great Divide, and it was organized and executive produced by the Center for New American Media in Brooklyn. And they will be featuring stories that come from Minnesota, from Texas, from Florida. So you can really sort of travel across the United States and get a sense of what divides us and what might unite us.
And as we're speaking, your movie is about to be featured on the Washington Post's website as well.
Correct. So people can go find it right now at the Washington Post website. I assume you'll put a link on the
Absolutely,
Lake Effect website.
Yes.
And on Friday, it will be featured as part of The Fix.
Which is a daily political, I guess all blogs are daily these days. But Chris Saliza is the writer there.
Correct. And it's also going to be at pbs.org.
Well, Brad, thanks so much. Nice work.
Thank you.
Filmmaker Brad Lichtenstein is the president of 371 Productions and the producer of the short film Whatever Happened to Wisconsin Nice. It's part of a series called Postcards from the Great Divide from the Center for New American Media, and it's featured on the Washington Post's website.